Before I get started today, I wanted to give a big shout out to Jeannie Colwin Coaching. Jeannie Colwin is a stress and TMS coach based in LA. You can hear her entire story in episode 188 back in 2021. If you're not familiar with Jeannie, let me introduce her to you. She used to be a burnt out high school teacher and struggled for over 16 years with fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, anxiety, depression, digestion issues, before healing herself completely and leaving that dead end job. Simply put, she gets it, especially the frustration and the overwhelm of not knowing your next steps. That's why she's going to be by your side the entire time. Her one-on-one coaching program, she's checking in between calls, offering support and accountability throughout the week so that you can be successful. You are not doing this alone anymore. It's the new year. It's time. I encourage you to book a free introductory call to learn more about this one-on-one coaching program right away. Go to jeanniecolwin.com, that's JeannieColwin.com, and book your free call. And while you're there, check out the impressive testimonials page to see her clients' transformations firsthand. Welcome back to the Mind and Fitness Podcast for February the 8th, 2024. If you want to support the show, consider going to patreon.com/themindandfitnesspodcast. If you want to throw a few bucks in the tip jar, we had a new patron join this week. Next week, I'll do my shout outs on that. There's a couple of things that I want to get to. And then I've got a little bit of a trip I've got to make. I'm sitting down to record, hit the record button. Zoe's school called. Zoe was sick. Had to go pick up Zoe. Sort of cut into some of my time. But here we are, and I'm happy to be here. So there's something I want to chat about. I cannot recall if I've done a specific episode on the symptom imperative concept, but this has come into play with somebody that I know very lately. So let's think about this. They were diagnosed with COVID a couple weeks ago, got very, very sick, had several days of getting very sick. And it was an interesting phenomenon because as the COVID symptoms lessened and lessened, you know, meaning the cough is going away, the headache is going away, all of the various COVID symptoms are going away. And literally like 80 or 90% of the way when those are gone, severe back pain starts. And they were sending me messages, you know, what can I do? What should I do? We're sending me products to check out. What was one of them called? BioFreeze, for instance. And one of the things that I just mentioned very casually was that this idea of the symptom imperative, meaning that you can have issues, whether it's an illness like COVID or it's just having back pain or migraines or whatever, various pains throughout. And then as soon as those resolve themselves or they're close to resolve, you might get something else. And so now you have something else that you can focus on as opposed to, and there's a variety of ways to do this, but as opposed to focusing on your emotions or focusing on the really like the mental and emotional side or state that you're in at that point in time. And so you kind of always have this continuous distraction. What's interesting is that if all of us really sit down and think about it, whether we feel that we're over the TMS hump or not, we can sit here at any point in time and sort of evaluate our life and think about things that are not going well health-wise for us. So not, you know, throw away the emotional side and all that kind of stuff. But I bet at this very second, you can figure out or think of something, whether you have this constant stomach ache or you have constipation or you have migraines or you have skin issues or back pain or knee pain or elbow, but like there's kind of always something. And that's what's really interesting is that one of the quotes that Nicole Sachs has is that she doesn't have a cure for, or she has a cure for chronic pain, but doesn't have a cure for human pain. This is really the human condition. And for a lot of people that listen to this show, and myself included, often the expression of our emotional world is whatever it is that's manifesting itself in our body. So if I'm having a particularly, but it could also be, sorry, it could also be things like, what is the word that I'm looking for? When you're having racing thoughts, that's what Dr. Hanscom talked to me about was racing thoughts. So I've talked about it before that a lot of times for me, a good tip-off point of where I know that I need to sort of slow it down and stop fearing whatever's going on in life is that I start overanalyzing things. I'll get into this heavy comparison. The best example I have is a couple of years ago being in this deep comparison between two different types of motorcycles. And it sounds so stupid, but everybody copes in their own way. Some people, they'll do drugs or they vape or they drink a lot or like whatever. And then for other people, it might be that they obsess over reviews of various different types of motorcycles. And so, and I've talked about like cell phones, that happens with me too. If I get too in the realm of researching and going back and forth and not being able to make a decision and being very indecisive, that to me is a TMS equivalent. And so what's ironic is that when I'm heavily researching those things, I don't have a backache. I don't have the back pain and I won't have the elbow stuff or I won't have the knee stuff. So something to keep into perspective is that most definitely, if you're listening to the show right now, there is something for you. And really just the main thing that you need to know and to understand and to get over it is to have no fear around whatever sort of the, the greatest denominator is for you right now. If there's something that's occupying your attention or is really giving you a lot of stress or a lot of strife in your life, but on the other hand, you have this thing that you're obsessing over or you're having pain of some kind, it's probably time to eliminate the fear and just deal with whatever that thing is, meaning whatever's going on in your emotional world. So that's what I want to leave you with today. Fairly abbreviated episode. Jeez, this is only 6.5 minutes, but it's something that's come to mind. So ultimately, what I have said to this person that had the COVID symptoms and then the back pain and is, look, like there's always going to be something. And just understanding that for a lot of people can be enough for it to go away. Coincidentally, I've seen their pain lessen and lessen. You know, they've been telling me their pain has been lessening and lessening. So it's becoming less and less of an issue. So the more that we can just understand these things, just as people and as humans, that we don't have anything to fear, oftentimes the symptoms will resolve themselves. I feel like I'm Mr. Rogers right now, and I'm switching my pair of shoes and giving you a little bit of a pep talk, but sometimes that's all that we need is a 7.5 minute pep talk. That's it for this week. Recording an awesome interview actually with a Jeannie Colwin alumnus. And I think that interview is next week. I think it's early next week. And if so, that's what you'll hear at the middle of the middle of next week. And he's a guy that I bounce soccer ideas off of often because he's a soccer coach for youth. And you know how much I love youth soccer. I actually signed up for last week and practice is like almost exactly 2 months away. So I'm excited for the season to start. But yes, today was about the symptom imperative and understanding that everybody has something and whatever is plaguing you right now, that is just your thing. And the more that you can understand that this is a trauma response or a fear response, the sooner that you're going to be able to get over it and conquer it. Because if you understand what's going on, there's no necessity for a distraction, if you will. Drop me a DM or an email if you got any questions. Look forward to talking to you all next week.